Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Own a piece of Oklahoma history. The sprawling Trawick Ranch, one of the largest single ownership properties in Lincoln County, hits the auction block on March 15th. 1,900 acres are being offered in 80 to 160 acre tracts. You can also bid on groups of tracts or the entire ranch. For more information, go to ballauction.bid or call 405-258-1511. That's 405-258-1511. The 1,900-acre Trawick Ranch auction, March 15th.
Well, currently Oklahoma is experiencing relatively low drought levels, but we are going to see some increasing dryness in the western part of the state, which is raising concerns right now about potential wildfires. Victor Murphy with the National Weather Service provided an update during the Southern Plains Climate Hub seminar, highlighting the rapid changes that we know can occur quickly in the Southern Plains.
Okay, for Oklahoma, pretty much same thing as Kansas, not a whole lot of change. I want to highlight the DSCI here, same thing, the Drought Severity Coverage Index for Oklahoma. You can see in 2024, it was 20, this year, 74, still relatively low number. You can see a lot of states have normally dry, just a few patches of D1 or moderate drought. You can see basically 7.5% of the state right now is in drought. Last year, it was only 3%. So Oklahoma, again, similar to last year, is also about the same condition. But, you know, being springtime and being Oklahoma, being the Southern Plains, things can change quickly.
Significant dryness has been observed in western Oklahoma over the past 30 to 60 days, which has received less than half a normal precipitation over the past 30 days. And, of course, this is a cause for concern for Oklahoma's producers.
There has been some pretty significant dryness across a lot of western Oklahoma over the past 30 to 60 days. You can see over half of Oklahoma, about the entire western half of Oklahoma has had less than 50% of normal precipitation over the past 30 days. Things are sort of trending in the wrong direction or bad direction for Oklahoma. You know, as good as things are looking right now for Oklahoma, the wildfire danger is just, you know, right around the corner, and it's always possible if you get the right conditions.
To hear the complete drought outlook with Victor Murphy, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, Scotty and Joe Harriman of South Coffeyville have been selected as the recipients of the Oklahoma Leopold Conservation Award. The $10,000 award honors farmers, ranchers, and forest land owners who go above and beyond in their management of soil health, water quality, and wildlife habitat on working land. The Harrimans, farmers from Nowata County, were revealed as the award's recipients at the Oklahoma Association of Conservation District's annual meeting on February the 25th. The Harrimans have been repeat winners in the National Corn Growers Association's Yield Contest for Dryland Corn in Oklahoma. Other sources of pride for Scotty and Joe, of course, are their three grown sons, each with agricultural careers. So once again, congratulations to Scotty and Joe Harriman, winners of the Leopold Conservation Award. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Southwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, February 28th at Southwest Technology Center in Altus. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.